be a cow bell then.
Okay. Or a calf, you'd say. A calf being weaned and bell also?
Well, he'd bell up. He'd
All right, what about a horse? What would it, the gentle noise maybe it would make during feeding time?
Neigh.
Okay. Now, you got a bunch of hungry stuff out on the farm. You say you got to go out and feed the horses, the mules, the cows.
Livestock.
You know, feed the, you call them the, have it just that name for them?
Well, you said you got to go feed the livestock. That meant all of them, you know.
All right.
And
maybe there might be some of them.
If he was feeding cattle like dairy cattle, you know, when they'd come in for milking, you'd speak in terms of, I got to feed the herd. That meant feed the cattle, you know.
Okay. What about the hens, turkeys, and geese and all them? What'd you call them?
Well, usually when you would talk in terms of feeding chickens, you know what I mean, you'd say, well, got to go feed the birds, you know, if you had chicks and ducks, you know, turkeys or geese, or such as that, penned up.
Fowl,
you know.
Okay. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting.
Setting hen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the place where you keep the hens were, you know, were the other chickens?
That was a chicken coop or a chicken house.
Okay. Now, when you eat a chicken, what was the thing the children like to have so they could pull it?
Wishbone.
Wishbone?
Yeah.
Do you have a name for the big and the little piece? After the fight was over?
Yeah, in other words, the little wishbone, if you got the little wishbone, your wish come true, I think it was, or vice versa, you know.
Okay.
And you used to take chicken, wishbone of a chicken, and we used to put nails up, and if we didn't make a wish, we'd hang the wishbone on it, you know, and just keep several of them, you know, and that was supposed to be like a horseshoe, you know, it'd bring you good luck, so if you didn't break the wishbone.
Okay,
just accumulate them, you know, that would really bring you good luck.
Any other superstitions you have about that?
Okay. The only superstition I can ever remember that we didn't kill chickens on Sunday. I mean, that wasn't a superstition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, but. Well, in other words, you just didn't, on Sunday, if you was going to have chicken, you always made sure that chicken was killed before Sunday, you know. And you, in other words, if that chicken wasn't dead Sunday, it automatically lived till Monday. Because you just didn't kill them on Sunday.
What'd you call the edible, the inside parts of the chicken that you'd eat?
Well, we used to, in other words, we'd eat everything on the chicken but the entrails, you know.
Yeah.
And the head. And we'd use the neck, the wings, the breast, the thigh, you know, the legs.
Liver.
And the gizzard.
Gizzard.
Yeah, you chicken gizzard.
Do you have a name for all those?
Well, gizzard and liver, you know. And the heart, you know. And we never used to eat the heart, though.
Didn't have a name for any, you know, just all of it together, maybe all the insides of a pig or the insides of a...
Well, now, a pig, a hog, you know, you had the chitlins, which are the intestines, you know.
Okay.